I am Hashem, you capable. Erel Avraham El Yitzchak Vel Yaakov Mikhail Shakai. I appeared to Avraham, to Yitzchak, and to Yaakov in the name of Kel Shakai. Ushmi Hashem Lo Noidati Lohem. And I did not appear to them in the form of Yud Kei Vav Kei. What's the difference between the Shem Shakai and the Shem Yud Kei Vav Kei? The Farshim say that Shakai is on the name of the name that Hashem uses, and he appears in the form of a haftocha, of a promise. To the Avos HaKadoshim, he appeared in the form of a promise, but not in the form of a kiyum of the haftocha. Now, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying, I'm going to begin to appear with Yud Kei Vav Kei, which is the kiyum of the haftocha. You have to understand, is it kedai to be koveya a name just for a haftocha alone? Bishloim, the kiyum of the haftocha, is something of essence, some mamash is a good thing. But a haftocha without the kiyum, l'chayra, it's a davar shaloi bali ayla. So what is the chashivus of that haftocha by itself, without the kiyum, that Hashem should be kaveya, a name for that alone? I once spoke about this at a different shot. I saw Rav Shimon Schwab, Zatzal. He says, Marshal Amah davar dayna. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu appeared to the Avos HaKadoshim in the form of a promise, a wealthy gvir comes over to an ani and he says, I am giving you now $100,000. I'm not giving it to you directly. I'm placing it in a bank account. You know, that will stay there. It will accumulate interest. But he doesn't give it to him yet. But the ani at least has the confidence of knowing it's in the bank account. And he's beteach in this gvir because he knows the gvir has money and he means what he says. And calls him out, it's in the account. He feels very much makitav to the gvir, and he's anxiously awaiting the day when he'll be able to take out the savings from the account. That's where the Avos HaKadoshim were. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he put Eretz Yisrael into their account, and there was so by Teichman that that alone gave them simcha. Now let's carry this further. But what happens when the time finally comes for the ani to collect? So he collects, and now he becomes a person that stands on his own feet. And that kesher that he had by thinking about the usher and how nice he is to him, he slowly but surely forgets, because now he's running his own life and now he's on his own. That's what happened over here. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu was saying. Saying, Ve'er love is Bekel Shakai. Shmi Hashem le'neidati lehem. Now the Shem Yud Kei Vav Kei is beginning to take effect, where the promise is going to come true. And that Rashi says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Chaval al da'avdim v'lo mishtakim. Says, woe to that which is lost and it will not be forgotten. Parshat Shabbos is going on the Avos HaKadoshim. But Rav Schwab teaches is going on the Midah. Chosman is a Midah of Shakai, and it's a promise alone. So the B'nai Yisrael are other in that promise, and there's a certain kesher between them and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But now that the promise is going to be Mekuyim, and now that they're going to be on their own, eventually, and they tackle them, the B'nai Yisrael were afraid of this. In the Midbar, there's those that say that the Indian of the Meraglim, why they didn't want to go into Eretz Yisrael, was because they were scared of losing that Kesher. Over here, they were totally dependent on Hashem in the Midbar. And in Eretz Yisrael, will be Yishtachas Gafnoi, Tachas Te'enoi, they'll be on their own. So now HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Chaval al da'avdin, v'lo mishtakim. I might have mentioned this mice already. I don't remember how recently Rav Ruderman, he put out a sefer Avodas Halevi when he was younger, and I think in the 1950s he reprinted it. So he sent that svarim to different people. The derech was in those days, you got a sefer in the mail. He sent $3 in, $4 in. It was a nice donation. Rav Ruderman gets a check from a Rav Zivitz in Pittsburgh for $100. It was like mamish in those days. $100 was a very big amount.
5,000.
What?
5,000.
Yeah? Okay. So he met, Ruderman met this Rav Zivitz by some gathering. He tells him, Mamash Yashikayach, he sent me such a gewaldig payment for the Sefer, you know, it's so Lamaila, what was the shot? So Rav Zivitz said, I'll tell you, my kihilah was very nice to me. And they wanted me to do my job in Menucha. So he got together $20,000 and they put it on an account for me. $20,000 in those days was like unbelievable. She said, but ever since I had that account, I felt my tefillahs were not the same. Because, you know, I had more menuchas than ever, so I didn't feel that intensity in having to daven to Hashem for parnasa. So I decided I have to get rid of the money. So every time I get a sefer here and a sefer there, I send $100 here, $50 there, a place, the davas for yeshivas, I send them. Says, Baruch Hashem, I've already managed to get rid of $10,000. That's just someone that feels that he wants to have that kesher with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that's the Pshat Chaval al Da'avnim. The name of Kael Shakai is a Gevaldi Gezach, because it builds a tremendous bond. You're Saimach and Hashem, and you know, that was the other Zagdaishim. And as the promise comes to fruition, it's a Gevaldi Gemayla, right? Adarav is supposed to bring out Hakara Zatay, but the Mitzvah says, Vayishman Yeshurim Vayivot, when they get fattened up, then that's when they forget about HaKadosh Baruch. Dabar Moshe Kenel B'nei Yisrael. Vayishamu al Moshe Mikoytze Ruach Me'avoyda Kasha. Moshe Rabbeinu gave over this message to the B'nei Yisrael. They did not listen to Moshe because of shortness of breath and hard work. So I saw a very nice shot in the Sefer Paradis Yisrael. Vaydava Moshe Kenel B'nei Yisrael. The Moshe Rabbeinu was darshaning to them what it means to be a Ben Yisrael. He was telling them, you are B'nei Yisrael, you are B'nei Melochim, you are Choshev, and even if you don't think you have Maisim, you know, in your account, over the fact that you're Yisrael and you're B'nei Melochim and you're so Choshev, that alone is inyan by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he should bring the Geula. He says, Al Derech, the Sefer Beis Aron, brings down the shame of Shlomo Karliner, that the greatest Yetzahara that's in a person is when he forgets that he is a Ben Melech. The Rachmas Rivka Rebbe Shlita also brought down from Rav Nachman Mendel of Vitavsk. The Gemara says in Chagiga Daf Chozayin Amin Aleph, Poishe Yisrael, Afilu Poishe Yisrael, Melein Mitzvahs Kerimayim. They're filled with mitzvahs like Kerimayim. So, Daf Mepashtein, if they're Melein Mitzvahs, saying, in what regard, what brings them to be Poishe Yisrael? You're so full of mitzvahs. She says, it's only because the neshama of a Yid has to be a Makar HaSimcha. So if a person realizes who he is, he realizes the chashivas of every single action, so he gets a sipuk from that, and that gives him gevaldig simcha. But if he doesn't realize who he is, and he doesn't realize the chashivas of every one action, so then he doesn't have a sipuk, and then he has to look for other things to do, and that's what causes him to go off the derech. That's why he's Paisha Yisrael. Paisha Yisrael means he doesn't realize what a Yisrael is, and immediately he goes off. That's what Moshe Rabbeinu was telling the B'nai Yisrael now. Don't forget who you are. The shame, he spoke to them, you are B'nai Yisrael. So Maisu and Rebbe Ber. Rebbe Ber once came into his house one morning, and there's a worker working, fixing things up in the house. So he greets the worker in Polish, tells him good morning in Polish. So the worker was laughing. So Rebbe Ber asks the Rebbe, what's he laughing about? So she asks somebody else, he says, and there's Shivat Gementech Ben Agoy. He greeted me in Polish, you know, I'm in. Rebbe Ber turned white like a sheet. He says, please be Michael me, please be Michael me. Mom, she asks him for Mechila. So the stuff I was, you know, you thought I was a guy, I'm in. First, the face was a Yid is. And he started being Masbet to him exactly what a Yid is, you know. So he's still Michael me. You know, he wanted to get the Emesnik and Mechila. He should feel what it was that he was degraded, that he was addressed as a guy. And now you realize the Avos, and I want you to, you know, be Michael me. Over, that's the Indian over here, the Kliyoker. I found the Kliyoker in Parshas Vayishlach on the Pasuk when the Malach told, Masar Shalaisim told Yaakov, Shimcha Yaakov, you know, Mashim, what's your name? Yaakov. Well, Yaakov, you go, Shimcha Kim Yisrael. She says over there, what's the name of Yisrael? Yosher Ke. What's Yosher? Pashtus means to go straight in the ways of Hashem. But the word Yosher is also from looking. Shur. You know, Shur is a lashon of Re'iyah. The Klal Yisrael is able to see the Shechinah. They're able to, not mamish, but they get the closest view of the Shechinah. That's Yosher Kael. And it's also Meir that said, lovely, things will be straight for us. We'll be able to be Yavid Hashem mitoich. Menuchas HaNefesh and Mitoich Serenity. So Moshe Rabbeinu was trying to tell them that, remember who you are, Remember that you're a Yidden. Remember the royalty of the Shem Yisrael. Vayidaber Hashem al Moshe v'al Aharon. Hashem spoke to Moshe and Aharon. Vayitzavim al Bnei Yisrael. V'al Paroi Melech Mitzrayim. Lohoitzi as Bnei Yisrael. Me'eretz Mitzrayim. To take the Bnei Yisrael out of the land of Mitzrayim. So, the Yerushalmi brings down that what's the Vayitzavim al Bnei Yisrael? Pashto Mishal Rashi says, he was mitzavah them to deal with them with nachas ruach and with savlonus. But the Yerushalmi says a meridika thing. By mitzavah of Bnei Yisrael, he commanded them on the mitzvah of shiluach avod. You have an eved, after 6 years, you have to send them free. And all the dinim of shiluach avod, and yoyimul, he goes out. So shtelso the kashif, the mitzvah of shiluach avod is not noyig until they enter Eretz Yisrael and kibush, divide and they conquer it. When Yovel is Nayik. This wasn't Nayik for who knows how many years. HaKadosh Baruch Hu knew it's not going to be until 40 years afterwards. So what was the need of being mitzvah them right now on the mitzvah Shiluch HaVodim, something that's not Nayik Elamaisa? So I once heard a Magen the Kipshat. It's a Dover Yodua that the Torah, besides the fact that it guides us to do mitzvahs and it's miyasher us, but the Torah has a gewaldige koich in the Bria. It's poil gewaldig in the Bria. The Marshal, the Sfarma Geishim say that these parshiyos over here that deal with Geula, they have this, to a certain degree the same koich as Pesach by night. Because the oisiyos of the parshiyos of Geula, they carry with them the koiches of Geula. The parsha of Eved Ivri, when a person sets out his Eved Ivri to go free, hasn't it also the koiches of being ma'ayur, a master, to let go of his Eved. And that's what Klal Yisrael needed at the moment. They needed that Paroi weaken his resolve to hold on to them as Avodim. The Mela, by learning through the parish of Eved Ivri, that would put an added kayach in the Bria to be able to weaken Paroi's resolve to hold on to them, and the Mela, they would go out free. That's number one. Number two, there's a gevaldige limud in the parish of Eved Ivri. That's the end of Akaras HaTayiv. It says, "Gechise shalchenu, loise shalchenu reiko. Hanetanek loy migoincha, mi'mitzoincha, mi'ekvecha. V'loyer levavcha, you shouldn't feel big. Ki mishnas chasach ravodcha. He worked for you double. The Indian of Akaras HaTayiv. Geula has a direct shaykes with Akaras HaTayiv. Because when we go out free, we have to recognize all the milas and all of the types that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did for us. So in addition to the fact that the parish of Eved Ivri carries with it the koyach of a master freeing his Eved, it also has in it the limud of Akaras HaTayiv, which would be something which is totally necessary when Klal Yisrael goes out to be makor all of the chasadim of the Bayri. That's the limud of the parish of Eved Ivri. As a matter of fact, I also saw when a person's makor Tayiv, he is freeing that Tayiv of the hidden secret that was hidden in it. Why does HaKadosh Baruch Hu do Taivas to us? Why does he create Zachar in the Bria that's for our good? That through it, we should see the chesed that he did for us. So the limud is hidden within the Maisa HaChesed. When we are Makar Taiv, in essence, we are being Mekayim Cheirus by freeing the inner message from the thing that was done for us. So the whole parasha of Eved Ivri not only deals with the master freeing his Eved, but the Indian of Akaras HaTayiv of recognizing the good is seeing the hidden message that was trapped within all along. That's the Indian of Akaras HaTayiv. Umayisha ben Shmainim Shana, Aaron ben Shalosh Shmainim Shana. Moshe Rabbeinu was 80 years old, and Aaron was 83 years old, V'dabra mel Pari. It's a very interesting Meshech Chachma over here. So first of all, why does the Torah have to tell us what their age was? That's number one. And number two, beforehand, the Torah is mysteriously, it's Miachis, Reuven, and Shimon, and Levi, three Shvatim, not the rest of the Shvatim, just three Shvatim. Rashi says, hey, yes, we have to be Miachis, Moshe, we say that Levi, we already brought down Reuven and Shimon, which is a curious kind of a thing. So Zakta Meshech Chachma, HaKadosh Baruch Hu stressed over here that he gave over the leadership of Klal Yisrael in the hands of people that were Zakenim, because Zakenim are already, they're settled. It's mostly that they're not going to play tricks against others. And Memela, they could be trusted not only to lead the nation, but what do they have to do? That to lead the nation out into the wilderness, take a bunch of Shvatim and families that were spread out and not united, and to bring them into one cohesive group, into one nation of Klal Yisrael. For that, you need leaders that are already Zakenim and people that are trustworthy. Ashalavisa tells us their age. You should know HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't give them over into the hands of just anybody. There was Zakenim when they took over the reins of the nation, and they were capable and they were trustworthy. But second of all, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to show L'dor Dairis that the Nevuah of Moshe and Aaron was something that they shouldn't budge from. So what did he do? The Yidden in the Midbar did not have any malach, no avayda whatsoever. They were free 24-7 to be Isaac and Tyre, and also to have to criticize Moshe Rabbeinu and Aaron with a critique. What are they doing? Why are they doing this? How are they doing this? Or whatever. And if Moshe and Aaron were able to pass the critique of a nation, of millions of people that were free a whole day to observe them and to find critique, and Afalpi came throughout it all, they were aiming on everything and they passed every single test, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu stayed with them. That's a similar Dor Dairis, that this is a pair of Nevi'im that you can mamash bank on, and their words, you don't move from their words. Klal Yisrael was convinced of that, and it's a lesson for us as well. That's why the Tairis Miyachas, Reuven, Shimon, and Levi, in those three Shvatim, you had people that came out that were big mevakrim against Moshe Rabbeinu. In Shevet Reuven, you had Falu, you had Dosan Vaviram. You also had Shaul ben Akhnanis from Shevet Shimon. That was Zimri ben Solu that went against Moshe. In Shevet Levi, you had Kairach. Even Pinchas did a Maisal Piatzmai, that he wasn't, he didn't hear from Moshe Rabbeinu. So they were mevakrim keseder. And the Torah's Meyachas, these three Shvatim, because the Ikum of Akron came from these three Shvatim. And Afalpi came, and every single one of these tests, Moshe and Aaron came out on top. That is a simon for the Bnei Yisrael at that time, and a simon for the Bnei Yisrael, the Dairis, that this is a Nebuah that you can't budge from. Boydaber al Pari Melech Mitzrayim, come speak to Pari Melech Mitzrayim, Yishalach as Bnei Yisrael Meyaritzim, Shrubal Yashiv. Tzadik Lebraga, in his Sefer Dibri Agoda, he asks, why was HaKadosh Baruch Hu Matriach Moshe and Aaron? There was a Canaan already, 80 and 83 years old, like we just said. They could have sat and learned. They could have been Poyel Gevaldi Gazachim and Yeshua's for Klal Yisrael in a Ruchniyistik way. And here, every single time they have to come, for every single Makkah, they have to lower themselves and come to Paroi and have to tell him, Nochamo. And if you don't want to send, this is what's going to happen. Why all this tirche that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is matriach Moshe and Aaron? So Yashiv says that the emphasis we know we're mechuyev to give hakaras hatoyv to Mitzrayim. The pasuk tells us, right? The pasuk tells us, when sasayim Mitzri, do not discard the Mitzri. Kiger ha'yisav ha'artzai. Rashi says, even though he threw your children into the ur, afal pikein, you're not allowed to tamiyas him. Why? Because he was an aksan in b'shas atchak. When you needed a place to stay, Hilam Isa was that place. So you do have to show some hakaras hatoyv. Aymazai, all of these makas were also meant al hakaras hatoyv to Paro. Every single maka was a shir in hashkafa to Paro. Ani Hashem the care of the aretz. I am Hashem that does everything. Right? It was al hakaras hatoyv. Because if you stumble at Paro, you just go off on his own, he could die without having any asadas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So parshat al tzakaras hatoyv to Paro and to the Mitzriim, every single maka was a shir in das, a shir in hashkafe, and you needed Moshe Rabbeinu to warn him about it, and you had to tell him the special message of each maka. We know that the makas are divided up into tzach, hadash, biachav. Each set of makas has a special message. So he needed Moshe Rabbeinu, the Magid Shir, together with Aaron. They were the Magid Shir to tell the message of every single Makkah. And the emphasis we find that at least during the Makkah, Pari says, Chotosi HaPam, Hashem HaTzadik, Maniv Ami HaRishoyim, At least Mishas Maise. You see, at some Yisrael, it did happen. So Eliashib comes down, they say over, there was a very wealthy man who was a Kamtzen Godel. He was a cheapskate Shankamayu, a legendary cheapskate. So it came time for him to leave. He was already sick. He was in bed. So the Chevra Kadisha already lit the candles, you know, for the last covenant, the last rites. So the fellow all of a sudden opens up his eyes. He sees the room is light. He's light a candle. He says, oh, he says, you know what, the way I feel now, it'll be at least another hour before he hears the Shama put out the candle, you know. Someone that saw a orangutan and a krumkite, it could be mamish holding, oh, Tug, you're holding, you're leaving this world, you're worried about saving the candle for the last hour. But I mentioned, I said, krum, it's very difficult to get out of that krumkite, and that's with power. I got Moshe, and Aaron came, and they offered this year, they delivered this year, and sometimes Taka, there was a little spark of tshuva on the part of power, but because he was so orangutan in his mishigasim, it was very difficult to leave it. Vayitzak Moshe el Hashem al dvar ha-tzvardim asher som leparei. And Moshe screamed out to Hashem about the matter of the tzvardim that he placed for parei. So the Mefarshim ask, we don't find by any of the makas a lashon of tzalaka. Vayitzak Moshe, v'osav ezdavki, by the tzvardim do we find this inyan? I found brought down the saying the Moshe is a Canaan, it's Bali HaTaisvis, because the Tzvardim, they made a tremendous noise. Mamish, a tremendous noise by day, by night, from inside their stomachs. They made a tremendous noise. Moshe Rabbeinu wanted it to be clear to the Mitzriim that the only reason why the Tzvardim is leaving is only because he's crying out to Hashem. So that there shouldn't be a shash by the Mitzriim, it's Kishev, and all of a sudden he's taking it away. He wanted it to be clear. He's screaming out to Hashem. So Mimele, because of that tremendous noise and the tumult that the Tzvardim were making, Moshe Rabbeinu had to scream out so that the Mitzriim would see clearly it's a tefillah to Hashem. I saw in the Sefer Likutei Yehuda, brings down a similar thing, b'shem to Imrei Emes. W. Yehuda, that a person that davens, he has to be mashmi'a la'oznoi what he's davening. But over here it was very difficult because the Tzvardim were croaking, you know, very much, you know, the noise was tremendous. Hashem, if he said, Moshe Rabbeinu had to scream. Vayomer Hashem al Moshe. Hashem said to Moshe, Emor al Aharon, say to Aharon, Niteyas matcha, stretch out your matcha, v'hachas afara oretz, v'hoyo l'kinem v'chol ha'ez Mitzrayim. So first came Makas Kinem. Then afterwards it says, Vayomer Hashem al Moshe, hashkem v'boiker, this yatzav of pei paroi, hinani mashliya b'cho esa ori. So, comes out that Ora came after Kinem. Kinem and then Ora, like we know the Seder is. Over in Sefer Tehillim, it says not like that. It says, Omar, it's in Kapitel Kuf Hei, Pasek Lamed Aleph, Omar vayove oroi, Kinem b'chol gvula. He said, let oroi come, Kinem in all of their dwelling places. I saw from the Sefer Kielis Yitzchok comes down in Prasanta Pshat, B'derech Marshall. Says it was tonight, I was speaking about Gvir. This is the third time I'm mentioning a Gvir. There was a Gvir who was Mashadach, his son, with also another wealthy family, and she was the daughter of a Chochem Godel, and the Gvir Adir Mamish, the father of the Chosin, his Simcha knew no bounds. So a week before the Chasana, he made like a Shivas Yimei HaMishta. Every day he invited Aniyim, and he made a big Suda for them, and it was Mayrdi. But every day was a different kind of an Ani. For the first day on Sunday, he invited Aniyim that used to go around begging by the door. Monday, he invited the Bnei HaYeshiva, the Nebuch in those days, weren't living in such a good financial or physical matzah. Tuesday, you had Asorah Batlonim in the Beis Medrash, that sat and learned. Wednesday, you had other Aniyim, they used to, yeah. So he told the Shomrim by the door, he says, please make sure that they don't come more than once. In other words, they come once over Bezehu, I don't want it to be a free-for-all. It's every night, each category. So
A fellow walks in on the third day, and the Shema recognizes him. Hey, weren't you, you here already? No? He says, yeah, I was here. So he says, what are you doing here again? So he says, when did you last see me here? I said, the first day, Sunday, you were here. So he says, I deserve to be here on Sunday, because I'm an Oni. I go around from door to door. The Mela, that was meant for me. So why are you here today? She says, today, it's for the Aniyim that are distant from, you know, in the family. I'm a distant cousin. So today I'm coming to Torah, a different kind of a mechutin. That time I came to Torah, an Ani that goes around from door to door. Today I'm coming to Torah, an Ani that's one of the distant relatives of the Chosin and Kala. Hashem Lefizeh, that's what happened over here. Taki in the Seder HaDvorim, it was Kinim and then Arv. But the Medrash says that Arv also had, amongst everything else, it also had mosquitoes and Yetushim and all kinds of things that were biting. So the Kinim Taki came, B'Tayrus Kinim. The Makav and Yuchadik Kinim was Taki before Arv. Later on, right, when David HaMelech is speaking over here, Omar Vayovi Arv, Kinim b'chol gevulam. The Kinim came, but not the Torahs being Kinim. They came because they were one of a mixture of animals. That's Arev, Kinim b'chol gevulam. As I said, to say for Kielis Yitzchak. There's a very nice shot that I saw over here. It says, Hashkin b'boiker, v'syatze b'fnei paro. This is in capital. Tess. Pasuk Yud Gimel. Hashkem abayikim yisazim leipari v'marte lo shalak chamibi avduni ki bapam hazan yisholeh yichol magyei voisai. I'm sending all my magyei voice and you're going to have deber. So there's a medrash. What's that? That is you're right. And the Imam took his mother, Bori covered my right, it's Bori. So the Medrash says, the Medrash, that as you entered the palace of Paroi, there was a very low entrance. And in front of the entrance, there was an Avodah Zarah of the Mitzrayim. Yudavka made it like that. So when you enter, you go down, you have to bow down. And the Medrash says that when Yaakov Avinu came to Paroi, the Pesach opened up. And also when Moshe and Aaron came to Paroi, the Pesach opened up, that they didn't have to bow down. So the Aushar HaKadosh says, that's why it says over here by Moshe, this Yatzei Lufnei Paroi, stand up, Molei Koy Moshe. And as by you, the door is going to open up, you'll be able to stand Molei Koy Moshe. By Yaakov Avinu, it also says, that when they went in, they didn't have to bow down because the door, it expanded and they stood up. I saw maybe the Gemaisa with the Chofetz Chaim. The Chofetz Chaim, Rebbe B'Ziknusa, he was traveling on a wagon. There was a shamish with him that was being shamish him. And on the wagon, the Chofetz Chaim dozed off and he was bent over like this. But whenever they passed a crossroads in Poland, a very religious country, but every crossroads, every fork in the road, there was a tzeil. So the shamish noticed that whenever they pierced a fork in the road, sometimes bent over, he went to sleep. He straightened out. The special siyata d'shmaya. It's like mamish daimit to this, that someone that's kulei kodesh, in the middle of his sleep, you know, came to a davar tuma. Straighten out as I deserve. I'll go to Shabbos every day.